you know, he made a joke about finishing 3-4 o'clock. Made a joke about finishing 3-4 o'clock. The truth is, on this parsha, it's staggering how much there is to say. But nevertheless, I'm not going to make other sidelights. Just to say, Vayera Lav Hashem. The first thing in the beginning is we have the same problem. It's not a real problem, but the same idea that we have at the end of Noach when it mentions Avraham and says that he started out to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Canaan, and then he stopped by Avoat Charon by Yishusham, and then it says Lech Lecha Me'artzcha. The end of this parsha, the end of Lech Lecha, starts out with the Maisa Mila. And all of a sudden, in this parsha, we reiterate the whole thing over here, and it says the entire Maisa once all over again. And not only that, but even previously, by the Bris Ben Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram he's going to have a son, because of Shmo Yitzchak. And now, all of a sudden, he says the Malachim come and give Avraham the same Besura, and of course, it says Besura Shomas, which is part of the reason. It's mentions the entire story once again. So of course the Malbim and the Avar Ben El various get to the whole idea of why it repeats it over here. And basically one thing is right away in the Lashon, the first thing that the salvo is, because there's a big machlokus on terms of the Ramban saying that this whole idea that we get this idea that, and I mentioned it last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham like, it sounds like he spoke to him like Moshe Rabbeinu, Bas Baklari Amira, you know, God came to him in a vision, or not in a vision, he was talking to him. People have that, and the Ramban is very strong in the Lashon over here. We should never get that idea that Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this face-to-face confrontation and or this whole idea. So he says over here, the Avar Ben El makes the point of saying, it's very simple really, that there's a twofold purpose over here. Is Vayera, of course, is Lashon. He came to him. He wasn't in a, even though he was in a state of awakeness, but he was not Vinei Emor by what happened in last week's Parsha. Vinei Emor HaShecha Gedolo Nofelis Olav. The Avar Ben El makes it and also mentions the fact that even like by Bilam was Nofelu Gluyei Noyim. You had to be in a total, like, trance. I mean, more than a trance, but you were totally out cold. And you wouldn't be able to have any kind of, you had to be totally, otherwise your body would disintegrate from the power of the Shechina. The thing is that it wants to mention over here what it mentioned already previously, because before it was in that trance state, now after Bris Milah, Avraham rose to a new Madrega. Since he rose to a new Madrega, he was able to receive the Shechina in a different state. And not only that, but it says, Me Pesach Oel Kachom Hayom. Even not only was he around, so to speak, maybe he didn't have this verbal confrontation with Hashem face to face, obviously, but it was in a whole different Madrega of Nevuah. He moved up a step, and now he was able not to be totally out cold when Hashem came to him in a vision. Also, what we want to say over here is the Malachim had another agenda over here. And the Malachim over here was, we say, V'inei Shloshan Hashem Likrasam. Of course, he doesn't give a very good, it doesn't give an answer here, the Avraham Ben El, but if he says, listen, it says, all of a sudden they were standing right there. Oh really? So if they were standing right there, why does it say Vayorot Slikrasam? He ran to them. So he began to wonder, were they an apparition, or was as opposed to some mafarshim that suggest that this whole Maisa was a dream. All the way the dream was until, believe it or not, when do you think the dream ended? All the way until that time, this was all in a comatose state from Avraham. Was a whole different thing until that very point, which is a very interesting concept, but of course we don't seem to learn it that way. not saying, but regardless, in the same mafarshim that hold that, hold the maisa by Bilam and the donkey was the exact same thing, that the maisa with the Bilam doesn't hold. Of course, it brings about the problem of Pia Ason in the, you know, Asar Dvarim Nivru Erev Shabbosim Kashecha, which we decided, which we also discussed with Pia Aretz, if Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't suggested it, why would he suggest that they, you know, that they should have some miracle of that sort, of that nature? It's very interesting in that part, but Bielo Neim Amre, what's the point of mentioning over here Bielo Neim Amre as well? We're darshaning every single word, which what I want to tell you before that is what we have to do when you open up your mind. Of course, we're all, not to say brainwashed, it's the bad word to use here, but we're brought up in yeshiva as little kids to think Rashi says this, and that's how we're basically given all mafarshim. We learn Rashi in the second and third and fourth grade. You're not learning Ramban, you're not learning all these things. But if so, we don't think, we think everything is pashut pshat that we learn. But what some of the mafarshim like to do, even the Radak in many places, and even the Ralbag in many places, they look at the pasuk, and what I finally came around to doing was, I remember the first time my son came home from Israel, he was telling me that's not pshat. Pshat means read the pasuk, look at the words, what do the words say to you? So many times what I do is I read the words and I say over a pasuk 10 times in my head, and I just say, what is the translation of the words? Try to put all the mafarshim that you learned out of your mind. What does that pasuk say? And what is the literal translation, and what do I glean from that pasuk? Is there a problem? And that's basically what all the time the Abrabanel does. He is, and the Malbim in a lot of ways also says, the pasuk doesn't, you know, what we think is pshat, what we call pshat, is nothing of the sort. It's a medrash, it's whatever it is. It's what you want to believe or to learn a lesson from it, and that's the reason for the Chumash telling us certain stories. And that's what we have to learn. So he says, Bielo Neim Ram Rei, Uyoshe Pesach O'al Kocho Mayom. Avraham never took his eyes off the prize. What happened was, he was sitting, Bielo Neim Ram Rei, what was the real, because it was a busy intersection, and even though he had a bris milah over here, he was Yoshe Pesach O'al, when people are in the street, and people are going back and forth, so that he would have all of the confrontation with the people. But one of the questions that's asked is very simple. There are so many poor people in the world. So why Avraham went through this whole idea, this whole preparation, you know, and he prepared Lushi Vasiu goes, Vayikach Shloshim Semakoles, Lushi Vasiu goes, Vyalabokar Rotz Avraham. And what was all this preparation for? For Malachim who never ate. Could have had three people, plain simple people, which is in actuality what many of the Mefarshim say, the Ralbag, the Radak, the Ralbag and the Eben Ezra say, that these were not Malachim Mamish. These were people who were Nevi'im, and they came along. Of course, the Abarbanel says, how could you say such a thing? Because very simply, how could they say Shov Ashuv Alechu Koeis Chayol Asoravein? How could normal people say, I'm going to be back here next year, at the same time I'll be back? And that whole phrase is extra. What's the point of saying it? Koeis Chayol Asoravein. And a normal person who, you don't know if you're going to live today till tomorrow, the next day, let alone a year from now, you're going to still be alive. How could they make that determination? But the point is, so he says it has to be Malachim. It has to be Malachim Mamish, it must be. You can't look at it any other way, because not only based on what I said, but there were no other Nevi'im around. Avraham, as we see with the Maisa Sodom, there were no other Tzaddikim around. And so it says, that's why when Avraham is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all one long conversation between Avraham and the Malachim. Avraham and the Malachim keep to do, and they, what? Yeah, but what, they Nevi'im?
Yeah.
They're not listed as Nevi'im. Maybe they had some sort of Ruach Kodesh. They did. Because, you know, so what I wanted to say in general also was that we call Avraham, we tell him, I'm just running along with thoughts, that we call Avraham at 10 Nisyonos, that Hashem gave him 10 Nisyonos. And of course, the Milo was one of the Nisyonos. we learn in Mishnayis, it doesn't list it in the Pirkei Avos, it just says Nisnasu Avraham had 10 Nisyonos, doesn't list them. And of course there's a Machlokis, which were the 10 Nisyonos, whether it was buying the plot. But why is only at, it doesn't say it's in Nisoyim, but it says Lech Lecha. And here, most of the Nisyonos that are listed in Mishnayis, when you look at Avos, Mishnayis Avos, and you read it, it lists the 10 Nisyonos. Very good. But the only ones that we see in the Chumash are Lech Lecha, the Mila, and certainly Akedah Yitzhak, when it says, Welikim Nisos Avraham. The other Nisyonos, this is strictly the way I see it, even though it's not touched upon, but on some level gave me the thought process, is those are the only things that God told specifically Avram to do. He told him Lech Lecha. He told him that he has to have a bris milah, and he begged him, those are the things that he expressed to Avram. All the other Nisyonos, he didn't tell Avram what to do. Avraham did things, as Rabbi Levine mentioned a couple of times, that the Nisyonos were all, it was a growth process. And Avraham, from the beginning, whether you say Lech Lecha was the first Nisayon, jumping to the Kivshon Eish, until you get to the last one, the Akedah, or buying the thing, that was the growth process, very good. But the other things, God gave Avraham free rein to do as he saw fit. Avraham went down to Mitzrayim. Avraham went down, he was with Paro, he was with Avimelech, and of course a lot of Mepharshim get into the fact that, especially the Ramban again, he basically yells at Avraham, so to speak, for not having enough faith in staying in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Hashem is saving you from Kivshon Eish. Hashem is doing so many miracles for you in your life up to this point in time. So how about having a little faith? God told you to go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't tell you to leave. He didn't tell you to go down to Mitzrayim if there's a famine. But Avraham did things on his own. It was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim by doing what he did. Hashem was on the same page with him and taught him as he did. If he does the right thing, God will reward him for his own merit on doing whatever he does. We're going to let you have a pass on this. But these were all tests. How do you survive? He did the best he could under certain terrible circumstances, and he survived. And it's a very interesting thought process when you think about it. But these things are the Chumash list because God specifically told him to do it, as opposed to the other things which God didn't tell him what to do. He just trusted him to act on his own. And that's why what it was. And one very interesting part over here, when it says that you have a wife of Avol Soro Ishtecho Yoledes Lechavein. Very interesting thing. It's at the end of the parsha last week. Avraham is of the opinion that so far as he can tell, there were no children, and then all of a sudden he has a wife, Hagar, and she conceives, and he has the zchus to have a son, Yishmael. And he's thinking at this point, certainly logical to think, that when God told him he's going to grow into a great nation, that possibly, certainly the only way he could think at this point, that Yishmael is going to be the forerunner of the future for Klal Yisrael or whatever it is. He doesn't know any different at this time. So he says, Lu Yishmael Yichiel Fonecha. So he says, you think that from Yishmael? And he says, Ki im asher yetze meimeyecha hu yiroshecha. It's going to be your own son, but Avol Soro Ishtecha Yoledes Lechavein. You have a wife who's on, you know, you think this is, everything is happening in your zchus, but you have a wife, and her name is Sarah, and she is equal to you in zchusim. She has as many merits as you do. And until now, you think that Yishmael, don't make that mistake. So he wants to know, Lu Yishmael Yichyel Lefonecha. In other words, does that mean Yishmael is going to die? And God answers, Lu Yishmael Yichyel Lefonecha. I'm giving you a new son, not because Yishmael is going to die and I have to replace him, but Yishmael will survive, but nevertheless, Yitzchak will be the person who is the next one of the Avos, and he will be the harbinger of greater nation, whatever it is. Avol Sarosh Dechayu Ledes Lechavein. Sarah herself will be Royu to do that. And So now Avraham goes ahead and gives all these people, even though it could have been through things. So one thing that's very interesting, I'm just running from thoughts here, is that when what gives Avraham the thought process that when God tells him what he's going to do and he's going to destroy Sodom, and he says, you know, I see Avraham, and he basically has a deeper understanding. And what I want to explain now is I'm going to explain the way I work. I want to tell him what I'm going to do. But not to say what the Chumash is saying, Asher Ani Oseh. There's nothing he could say that's going to change my mind. So he uses the word Ani twice in the Pasuk, because Hamachaseh Ani Me Avraham, Asher Ani Oseh. I want you to know right now, I'm telling Avraham what I am going to do. I'm going to do it. But what Avraham is thinking when he says, I'm going to tell you, what gives Avraham the temerity, the colossal nerve to start bargaining with God? God says, this is what's going to happen. So he's thinking, maybe it's a test. God wants to see if I have any feeling for my fellow man, and maybe he wants to see if I'm going to pray for them. And maybe he really wants to see how I feel about it. And that's why he has not the temerity. He's thinking, if God says, I'm going to tell you what I want to do, maybe he wants to have Avraham's opinion to get a little feedback from Avraham itself. Possibly that's the idea. I don't know. And that's why Avraham starts to think. And then he goes on to explain why all the numbers are the way they are. How you get to 45, that's 9 for each place, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzarev, where it gets to 40 is 8 in each place, and it says, but he mentions himself as well, that 8 would make a minion, counting HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes 9, and me as a tzaddik will be the other one. But God is telling him, so he says, Af tzaddik im rasha, why the lashon yachid of tzaddik? Because he knows that Lot at that point is, that Lot, when he gets down to 10, that Lot is the only tzaddik. And Hashem is basically telling him that. What Rabbi Alpert makes a point in the Lamudei Nisan of saying very simply, he says, Vayihi kasher kila Hashem ledaber el Avraham, v'Avraham shavlim kamo. Basically, Avraham never stopped talking. He says, you know, you ever have a conversation with somebody and they're talking to you and they're talking to you, and the other person finished what he wanted to say, there's nothing more to say, and you keep talking and you realize there's no one on the other end that you're talking, and the phone was, it was a hang-up. The person said, this is what I called to tell you, goodbye. It's over, the conversation. And all of a sudden, Avraham realized, you know, he's still talking, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. He's not there anymore. V'Avraham shavlim komo. And everybody went back. The Abarbanel makes a point is, bim komo, Avraham shavlim komo. In other words, and when it says, again, by Maisa Sodom, and it says Avraham talks about mekomo, mekomo doesn't mean, it means vayaris hamoko merachok. It means he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically on some level. There was a Shechina, and that's why it's very interesting when it says in the Lamudei Nisan, it says, Vayaris HaMakom Merachok, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Vayaris HaMakom Merachok. And then it says, Shvulachem Poem Achamar. Basically, he's saying, he got up in the morning and he saw, God didn't tell him where to go. He says, Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoriyah, the same way he told him, Lech Lecha Me'artzko, without telling him where to go, he says, he doesn't say, I want you to go to this specific mountain and here's your GPS and this is how you'll go. And he starts on the way. When Avraham, he says, he still doesn't know for sure exactly where he's going, but he says, Vayaris HaMakom Me'rachok. He saw the place from a distance. He realized all of a sudden, he looked and his vision told him with his supervision, and he saw. Now he all of a sudden he noticed where he was supposed to go. He saw, that's the place. I got it. And he said to the if you want to say that it was Eliezer and Yishmael, the Hunarov that were with him. So he says, do you see what I see? You don't, do you? If you don't see what I see, it's time to go home. There's no point in you continuing along the way, because if you don't see what I see, time to leave. The other thing here is that I just saw now, excuse me for reading while we were learning today a little bit also, but he says a very interesting thing at this point, that if you notice, all the other nisyonos were, we want to say, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. Everything that Avraham experienced in his life was a miracle, and the idea was to spread the name of God, and that's why Avraham was going from place to place. You know, he did everything. He wanted to get people to believe in God. Wonderful. The Akedah was just the opposite. The Akedah, he had Shnei Yorovito, and he sent them home. So maybe you want to say the whole idea was to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. They should see this miracle and have the same experience that Avram did. The reason for the greatness of the miracle here, why the Nisoyon was the pinnacle of Nisyonos for Avram Avinu, is because up to this point, all the miracles that happened to Avram up to this point all made sense. Because when God saved Avram from the Kibshon HaEish, I mean, unbelievable what people around him thought that Avram was saved. They saw him being thrown into a fiery furnace. When Avram went, everything he did by Paro, he was monstrously successful for everything he did. And it's a big Kiddush Shem Shamayim, Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. Here, it was just the opposite. Here, there's two ways to look at it. The fact that he sent the two people away, and he was alone, because the miracle, the Nisoyon of the Akedah, made no sense to him. And since it made no sense to him, he wasn't sure. It might be not a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, but it might be a major embarrassment, because he didn't know how it would turn out. If he was going to end up shechting Yitzchak for a carbon, how would that look to people around? This was to be, on that level, a very private affair. It only could be between Avraham and Yitzchak. And only they had the ability to have that vision. And that's why, if you take a look, when they're traveling, my own words, when they say, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdav, it says, they all left, they got up, you know, they all left, and it says, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdav. And the next pasuk, it says that Yitzchak says to Avraham, and the pasuk ends again, because Avram vayaras hamokom meirachok, and Yitzchak now, he understood, you know, that he was the carbon. He figured it out. He saw that this is the end. I see. There's no carbon here. We have all the accoutrements and everything necessary to make a carbon, but no carbon is coming. You know what? And they still went together. Very interesting part. What one other thing over here is, the Maisa Sodom is a very troubling thing, the way Lot is acting over here, and with the fact that he says he nay no leash, they one knows, and the idea of the I know I'm going back and forth.
No, but I'm saying,
go ahead.
He's very.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He learned from Avraham, but obviously a lot of people take what they learn the wrong way. They don't know how to apply. You know, they know certain philosophies, and, you know, it's like saying somebody understood you're sitting and you're busy and you're learning, and somebody comes around asking you for tzedakah, and you say, I'm busy learning, leave me alone, I don't want to interrupt myself now. And the whole and what is he? He's sitting in the learning over there, and he's saying, Elu Dvarim She'en Moshir, and he says, you know, to give tzedakah, you know, to be a nice person, to be makabel, you know, everybody with a nice save upon him, yofos, and you're learning all those things, and you push the guy away because you're busy learning. The idea is, what are you learning? How to act to be as a good human being. And unfortunately, Lot has the lesson of Avraham. And the point is, what is Lot getting to over here? Lot's problem is, he doesn't understand the nature of Hachnasas Archim. I mean, he understands. He learned from Avraham Hachnasas Archim. But what God is telling Avraham, and Lot is well over here to understand, that they're making serious mistakes. Number one, God is telling Avraham, I have to destroy Sodom because it's not just that they are bad, and God wants them, maybe we'll get them to do it, But the problem is they have such influence on the surrounding people of the world. And if it's Kigan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, and they are so successful, the town is Gan Eden. The town is unbelievable. They are so rolling in dough. Their money, everything is going right. And people are looking around and people are saying, you know what? Maybe this is the way to be. They are corrupting their surrounding world, who are not as bad as Sodom, but they have such influence and they are so successful that they're teaching the world to be on the same level that they are, to be such Rishoyim that, you know, there's Rishoyim, and then there's like the Nazis when they would shoot you, and the Russians did the same thing, by the way, and then charge you for the bullet that it cost them to kill you, send your family a bill for the bullets that was for the execution. So the point is, that was the way Sodom operated. And not only that, he says, and that's why even Lot's daughters, who we want to say, yes, no, what does it say afterwards when they were on their run? When they were on the run and they were, you know, and they get to the Tzohar, and then it says, V'yish, they look around at each other, they think maybe the whole world is destroyed. V'yish ein ba'aretz lavo aleinu kederach kol aretz. What does that mean to them? That they want to propagate the world? Their thought process is, their own father said to them, Hineinu lishtevonos hotzionos hen aleihem v'atzu lahem katov b'yeinichem. The whole idea is to satisfy yourself. You have an urge, you take care of it. People have typhus. You have to live and survive. Over here is, so in Sodom, where incest was obviously very common, and of course in much of society, and what they learned from Lot, their own father, they hear their father say, Hineinu lishtevonos hotzionos hen v'atzu lahem katov b'yeinichem, you know, just leave my guests alone. So what do they say? There's no other man. How are we going to survive as women and live a life of abstinence? No. But, you know, it's ridiculous. They have a misguided sense, and Sodom is so corrupting, it has so full of corruption, that this alone is the way even Lot, and it has filtered through to their daughters and Lot. And then when it says V'Avraham V'Yashkeim Avraham B'Boker V'Yashkeif, and he looks and he says, and he looks at V'Yigash Avraham here. I just want to make the point over here. Here V'Yashkeim Avraham B'Boker. After it says all the thing as Kol Arei HaKikar. So what is the reason? Why did he go into the cave as well? Because he says, Ki Yorei Lo Shevetz B'Tzohar. Why would he be afraid to Lo Shevetz B'Tzohar? Because he say, V'nei Ola Kitor Oretz Kitikor HaKivshon. What happened to the people who lived within 20 miles of Mount St. Helens? Of course, the Abarbanel doesn't say that part, but he's saying this thought. They didn't understand. If you take a look, if you go on a tour, you see for 20 miles around the earth, 20 miles from the mountain is white with ash for so many years, because the fallout from the ash, the plume just fell so far around. So he went by, you know, he went by Yeshev Bahar, okay, but then he realized the fallout, Vayar Kitor Oz Kitor HaKivshon. He takes a look and he see the ash is unbelievable skyward, and it's raining down. Gofris Vormelach Srefo Kol Artsa. We have to go into a cave to avoid getting buried in the ash from the fallout. Very simple. It makes a lot of sense. So, but when Avraham, and after all this, it says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamokom Asher Ramat Shemes Pnei Hashem. So I don't understand. He says, we just said it, that the town was destroyed already. What is Avraham doing now? All of a sudden it makes it sound like he got up in the morning and he still was praying for Sodom. He said, that's not what he said. It doesn't say that he asked God to not to do anything. All he wanted to do was at this point, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamokom. He wanted to talk to God. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamokom. Because the wording doesn't make any sense. If it was, what do you mean, to the place? doesn't mean anything to the place. He was wanted to have sort of like an audience with God, Asher Amat Shamas Pnei Hashem, that God sees what's going on. He wanted to make sure, not that Sodom was saved here. He was reconciled to the fact that Sodom, because it says he had a good night's sleep. He reconciled to the fact Sodom would be destroyed. But what was he concerned about over here? That at least Lot would be saved. And that was Vayashkem Avraham Babok Elam Akom Asher Omad Shomes Pnei Hashem. And then it says Vayashkem Vayhi B'Shaches Elohim. Now it says Vayhi B'Shaches Elohim Esorei Akikor Vayiskor Elohim. As Avraham makes it sound like now first God remembered Avraham and wanted to do something for him. It's already done. What do you mean Vayiskor Elohim Es Avraham? It's letting us know that lest we think that Lot was saved because he was the only tzaddik in Sodom. Nothing to do with it. Lot was saved, Lot and his daughters were saved for one reason only. Because Avraham prayed, Vayehi b'shaches Elokim es orei akikar, Vayeskor Elokim es Avraham, Vayeshalach es Lot mitoch hafeicha. Because Avraham prayed in the schus of Avraham, Lot was saved. Lot had no zchusim for what he did, because he had been corrupted along the lines, as we see, by his whole situation with the previous situation. All right, I mean, I can go on for an hour here, but nevertheless, we'll have to stop here. Amen. Amen.
Mincha, where's the mic?
Here.
Oh, where's the mic? Where's the regular?